Badgerlands, The Twilight World of Britain's Most Enigmatic Animal, by Patrick Barkham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my mum, Suzanne. Chapter 1. Black and White. There was a thin film of ice on the car windscreen when I stepped outside the farmhouse at 9:45. The sky was mad with stars, and the bare branches were bullied by the wind that blew in from the east. The hillside was dusty black, its hedges a darker line of pencil. At the top blinked the four red lights of a tall transmitter on the heights of the Mendips. Lower down, a lane snaked around a wooded bulge in the slope, a belt around an expanding belly. A solitary pair of headlights swept between the wintry hedges and then disappeared over the horizon. I had ventured out on a bleak March night to look for badgers. With its reputation for sorcery and subterranean dwellings, Wookie Hole seemed a particularly good place to begin. I was seeking badgers not in the village's famous caves, home to a vaguely human-shaped stalagmite called the Witch of Wookie Hole, and now an amusement park, but on a small farm just outside the village in Somerset. The farm was owned by Nick Lee, a short, smiley man with strong fingers and deep wrinkles that gathered shrewdly around his eyes. He had sold his dairy cows a few years ago.